Out of Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about opportunities to sell even more beef into Asia. Back on that in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, the world's top wheat experts, are right here in our state. You trust Oklahoma State's research to help you make the right choices for your fields. Put OSU's wheat expertise to work for you by investing in OSU-developed wheat varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Long-trusted winning varieties and brand-new trendsetters offer great results, and these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Invest in high yields and the future of Oklahoma wheat farming. Log on today to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Neighbors, want to tell you about the Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Sale coming Saturday, July 16th at high noon at the Red River Livestock Market just south of Ardmore, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers, and featuring 150 clubby bred females. For sale information, you can contact John Griswold, 405-780-3300. That's 405-780-3300, Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Sale, July 16th, Red River Livestock Market. U.S. beef exports had a fabulous 2010, and here in 2011 thus far, they've continued to surge dramatically. Over the first 4 months of the year, year-over-year beef export value has jumped by 67% to nearly $750 million. Yet exports are still being held back by product restrictions in several major markets and no access at all to mainland China. Joel Haggard is U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific region. He says there are several things that we continue to work on to try to get even more beef into the Pacific Rim.
When we export to Asia, the numbers look very good, but we still have many access challenges. Japan, Korea, Taiwan, China, obviously. So the fact that we're exporting so much meat already to these countries should give you a clue of how much demand is out there if we had full access. Point number two is that our access conditions are still very much in flux, although the situation with Japan and China has remained the same for a couple of years. You see that in a couple of these countries like Indonesia and Vietnam and Taiwan, our access conditions continue to change for various reasons. It might be political reasons, there might be food safety concerns. These countries may be changing their regulations, such as in Indonesia and Vietnam. But the point is that from a market access standpoint, it's still a very dynamic environment.
And then there's China. Some Chinese have the opportunity to buy some U.S. beef backdoor through Hong Kong, but for the most part, mainland China remains off limits to U.S. beef. And Joel Haggard says, boy, there's a lot of potential there.
This is a market we can't afford to be out of. The food service industry there, when we exited that market in 2003, it's doubled or perhaps even tripled in terms of the receipts. So this is a market that, just in terms of sheer infrastructure for moving our product through, is very different from just 7 or 8 years ago. And it just continues to move forward by leaps and bounds. And everyone's knocking on the door of China saying, hey, can you conduct a risk assessment of my beef sector? Because I want to export beef to China. And China's moving slow on it, but they are moving.
Joel Haggard with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. One advantage of having both pork and beef promoted by the same group means that in a country like China, where we've probably got a little more opportunity to sell U.S. pork right away, we can educate them about U.S. beef as well and bring them along as a potential customer for U.S. cattle producers, and they are a big potential customer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
Previous Beef Buzzes at our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.